For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Call me Spider-Man.
Okay, Spider-Man.
Those and other familiar fictional heroes have been seen in comic books and other media for many years. The adventures of hundreds of characters now reside at USC's Thomas Cooper Library, which recently scored a cultural coup as it acquired a collection of more than 180,000 comics, pulp magazines, novels, and other items. The library's Michael Weisenberg helped acquire the massive collection, the subject of an exhibit, and said the donor could have sold it, but chose to gift it to an institution that would preserve it and share it with the public.
And we were very upfront that we would exhibit this stuff, that it would find its way into classrooms, and some of the material has already been taught with by other faculty and the university and by myself here in Rare Books, and we're making sure that people will be able to use them and enjoy them.
The 18 tons of paper took two large trucks to bring from Ohio. Weisenberg said the public will have access to the collection, but it will first have to be cataloged, which could take years.
That being said, I've had honors students who want to research with the collection for like their term papers or theses. We went and pulled a bunch of Captain America stuff for one student so far. But as far as like the general public being able to discover and access the material, once things get cataloged, they'll be available in the reading room.
Roy Thomas wrote and edited a number of the comics in the collection. He said while they were intended to be disposable, and many were donated to paper drives during World War II or simply thrown away, not all of them were.
Interestingly, by the 60s, people were beginning to collect comics a little more. The older readers, the people who had been around as kids, say in the 40s or 50s, they weren't going to throw them away. They were going to keep them and treasure them and so forth. And as a result, I think maybe a few more of them survived. I think that the collecting phenomenon on a wider scale really began in the 1960s.
Many of the comics in the collection are extremely valuable because of their rarity. Weisenberg said it's hard to pick the most valuable, but
the answer I've been giving people is Amazing Fantasy 15, which is the first appearance of Spider-Man. That's probably the thing that gets people most excited when they find out we have that title. I knew people liked comic books, but the passion that people have for Spider-Man, I wasn't prepared for it.
But Weisenberg said the collection was acquired for its cultural value, not its commercial worth, and Thomas agreed.
To me, the comics have mainly a sociological value. They're a record of what the times were like, what people were like. They reflect the world. In between there, you're going to have certain wonderful ideas, characters like Superman and Batman. You know, they were an example of things created by young people who were just desperate to make a buck, and they created these icons that have endured. And to see them change over the years, you get a chance to show how the society changes.
Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police with Yukon King.
The Green Hornet strikes again.
Who was that masked man?
He's the Lone Ranger.
The collection includes all genres, from Western to war, superheroes to romance and humor. And according to Weisenberg, it has already helped attract other collections to the library.
Collections are sort of like grant writing, right? Once you get a grant, it's easier to get another grant. Once you have a major collection, it's easier to get more major collections because we've become sort of a nationally recognized research center for this type of material. And people from all over the nation have reached out to us and said that they're interested in working with us in building this and expanding it and augmenting it. And we're really excited about that.
Thomas said the collection makes the library a player in an academic market that will draw researchers and writers to USC, and Weisenberg added that his rare books department has no plans to stop collecting.
Truth is, I am Iron Man.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.